Now, Umar radiallahu anhu on this occasion, that he's telling Rasulullah really, and Rasulullah said, okay, definitely we should not go around giving this message. But the point is here, look at the thought, look at the thinking of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, his foresight, his vision. Like that we see, after battle, you know, as Islam began to spread, and they were conquering many nations, and the dunya started coming to the Muslims. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was still concerned. Now the dunya is coming to the people, luxury is coming to them, they may become relaxed and they will not have that quality of mujahada. They will not be amongst those that are prepared to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave instructions to his governors to tell the people, to tell his people that, listen, you must still walk barefoot. You must still be able to ride a horse without saddles. Why did he tell all this? He was concerned that the luxury, the dunya, will make them go away from, you know, become people that are prepared to sacrifice. And if any hardship comes, will they be able to manage if any mujahada comes, any difficulty comes upon them? Likewise, we see this kind of thinking, this vision, this concern, continuously amongst the pious, which really Allah must give us those qualities. We find even later on, not maybe about 2 centuries ago, we see our ulama ikram in India, when they realize that, look, there is so much of oppression and so much of effort being made by the British to convert the people of the subcontinent, make them into Christians, converting them in their thinking, converting them that, they became concerned. Hame to kya karna? In fact, they first took up arms against them. But then they realized that the army was so strong of the enemies that they could not fight them in the form of arms. What did they do? They said, now, besides the fact that we don't have the weaponry, etc., to fight them, at the same time, our people are so ignorant. We need to consciousize them. And that is what gave, what we can say, the birth of our first mother, Darul Ulum, in India. And what was it for? To consciousize the people, give them the knowledge of deen, spread out the deen so that the people can become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, that was their vision and their concern. They saw what was happening around them. Hame to kya karna hai? What must we do? We see similarly, we find that in the time of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas ibn Nawar Allah marqadahu, he saw that the people, the condition of people, they were weak in the iman. They were not performing their salah. They did not have the all knowledge of deen. They were not conscious in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was strife. There was hatred among the Muslims. We need to do something about them. How do we consciousize them? This is how he had formed and formulated these 6 points, that inshallah Aziz, when they will talk about these things, then the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into them. The love will come into them to love one another instead of hating one another. So this was done because there was a concern. Hame to kya karna? What must we do? What is this? What is happening around us? Respected elders and brothers, in the same context, some years ago, I heard this bayan from Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Lath Sahib Nawal Abdamat Barakat, when he mentioned that he had met a person, or he had gone to America, and he heard a person reading the Quran, a Kareem there. He said this was a revert or a new Muslim. He read in such a beautiful voice, it felt like the Quran, a Kareem, was being revealed to him. So beautifully he read and so nicely he read. And he was a new Muslim. Where? In America. He said, at the same token, on the other side, he said, it was so sad to hear this incident where 2 Arab boys had gone to Bukhara. And while they were walking in the street there, one lady there, elderly Muslim lady, had come to them and said to them, please, do you all have a Quran Sharif? They said, no, we don't have. He says, look, please, when you come the next time, could you please bring a Quran Sharif for me? They said, definitely. So on the next occasion, when they came to this area and they presented her with the Quran al-Kareem, she was so overjoyed. She grabbed that Quran, she put it on her head. She was so pleased. She went into her house and she took out all her jewelry and gave her entire jewelry to these people. They said, no, we don't want your jewelry. He said, I made a nazar, I took an oath with Allah. Ya Allah, before I leave this world, Ya Allah, bless me to see the Quran al-Kareem one more time. country, a place, Bukhara, where in that Darul Uloom there were 100,000 children studying at one time. Now you can't even get a Quran. And on the other side in America, which is full of kufr, there you get a person reading the Quran. What has happened? Yeah, there was Deen. There was a seat of learning. And on the other side, what is happening? Why did this happen? Beloved elders and brothers, something went wrong. Something went wrong. And that is what we need to understand, beloved elders and brothers. We can say, mashallah, Springer Beach, we've got Darul Uloom, we've got Ulama, we've got Huffaz, mashallah. Very good, students are coming from all parts of the world. But will it remain or will it change? We need to question our souls. Where are we heading? Let us ask ourselves, there was that zamana, there was that time when you could say, this is a Hafiz al-Quran. He looked like a Hafiz al-Quran. He behaved like a Hafiz al-Quran. When the person wore a kurta, you say, mashallah, he wore it, understanding it as the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what is happening today? Mashallah, the boy is only finding him in the month of Ramadan. He will sit in the back there, he will read the Quran. After Ramadan, salam alaikum. Where are you, Hafizab? Something is going wrong. سيأتي على الناس الزمان لا يبقى من الإسلام إلا اسمه ولا من القرآن إلا رسمه. Where the time will come, Islam will only be by name. Quran al-Karim will only be a ritual. Allahu Akbar. You'll find the sister when she will go for Umrah, she will have a cloak on, she'll have a parda on, she'll dress up modestly. When she comes back from there, she's something else. One time when a lady wore a cloak, she took it as its haya, its modesty, its deendari. She took it serious. Allahu Akbar. And today, funeral, mashallah, they will be deendari. She will wait. Come after the funeral, wedding time, it's something else. And let us ask ourselves, am I true as a Muslim? Or am I going away from deen? Is that real deendari coming into us? It's so sad to see that this person may even sometimes keep the beard, because today beard, kurta, it just become a uniform. But the person is still stealing, lying, cheating, robbing, and it comes in the paper. Are we not disgracing ourselves? We are going away. It may look that the numbers are there, but the deendari is not there. We really need to get ourselves back into spirituality, Allah consciousness into us. And one of this part of the reasons that we are going is our azamat ummati ad-dunya nuziyat minna haybatul Islam. As Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when we begin to adore the dunya, when we begin to love the dunya, then the greatness of deen, the greatness of the beard, the greatness of the kurta, the greatness of the salah, the greatness of the Quran al-Kareem, all that starts coming out. All the other things become more important. When you see this youngster, whether he's a Hafiz al-Quran, whatever, but he's talking more dunya than he's prepared to talk about deen. He's more interested in his cell phone than being reading the Quran al-Karim. Allah give us hidayat. Allah make us understand that we are not going towards deen, but we're actually going away from deen. Allah make us conscious, make us make tawbah, make us rectify us. Allah give everyone tawbah. Tawfiq being tawbah. Say ameen. Wa akhir da'wana. الحمد لله رب العالمين.
question.
الحمد لله الحمد لله الواحد المتوحد بالوحدانية هو الله الفرد المتفرد بالفردانية هو الله العزيز المتعزز بالعزة هو الله القدير المقتدر بالقدرة هو الله الخالق لجميع المخلوقات هو الله الرازق لجميع المرزوقات هو الله الحكيم بالحكمة هو الله الأول هو الله والآخر والله الظاهر والله والباطن والله قبل كل شيء والله وبعد كل شيء والله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله رسولنا شفيع مطاع نبي كريم قسيم جسيم بسيم وسيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم شفيع الأنام مطاع المقام كريم الكرام نبي الأنيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أسيل رسيل كحيل جميل سبيح مليح مطيب الشميم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أما بعد اعلموا أن سفركم طويل طويل وعمركم قصير قصير وزادكم قليل قليل وذنبكم كثير كثير وربكم بصير بصير وصراط دقيق دقيق والنار حريق حريق والقيامة قريب قريب لذلك علينا أن نتفكر على أعمالنا هل نحن من الذين يطيعون الله ورسول لا بد لنا أن نعرف لماذا الله سبحانه وتعالى بعثنا إلى هذا الكون أن الله سبحانه وتعالى بعثنا أولا لعبادة الله سبحانه وتعالى كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون وثانية الله سبحانه وتعالى بعث أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم لمقصد خاص وهو يدعو الناس إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم